the victorious coach of the Leopold Lions, in Gary Hocking, standing alongside our very own Jane Birch. Birchie?
Buddha, welcome back to the ground, because I was just in the Leopold rooms post-match there and someone else was addressing the team on your behalf.
Yeah.
But looks like you've made a quick return to the ground. Can you tell us a little bit about that handover and who was actually in charge at the end of the game there?
Well, I had a couple of things on this morning pre-match, and also I had to just duck away for a good 15 or 20 minutes. So I'm a good mate of Ted Lasso. So Ted came in and addressed the players before the game, and it was just all about believing, Birch. Believe in the belief. I said I had to duck off, and Ted finished off at the end there, and he's pretty excited. He gave me an update and said that it was great, and what went on there? I've never been involved in a golden point. I haven't been involved in too many draws or play, 5 minutes at either end, so it was pretty much new to me and to everybody else. But sometimes you just run with it, and they got us in round 13, so we've learnt a lot through a couple of the losses during the year, and particularly round 13 where they got hold of us and looked like they were going to get hold of us again. So, I mean, you shouldn't lose from 21 points down, but it got to a point where we were still in the game. Talked to them about just holding our nerve, being calm. And Ted talks about the goldfish. It's got a 10-second memory. So we had to put that 5 minutes away and forget about it and move on, and start the next 5 minutes. And we stopped them scoring. But we then couldn't score, so one in St Mary's, they held us up, and then we're able to get the golden point in the end. So it was crazy. Chain, completely crazy. So we'll have to unpack it later on. I don't know too much else about the game,
One thing, Buddha, I did write down here, I was out at your quarter time huddle and you were talking about these probing kicks and your team were doing them really well, taking those 15, 20 metre kicks, just sort of tacking their way forward. In that last quarter, momentum does crazy things to you. And when St Mary's got on their roll, that I just felt there was a little bit of panic in your team, and they started to move a little bit away from those probing kicks that you were talking about and kicking it a bit longer. Is that something that, you might go back and revisit and have a look at? Because, when a team gets a run on, it certainly forces you to panic and change your game style a little bit.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who you are, and it's a really good point. You've got good eyes there in regards to footy and looking at it. So, Ted talks about, his two buttons, and the ones that he never pushes, and that's the panic button and also the snooze button. So there was a little bit of a point there today where we had we did push the panic button, and that's obviously because, St Mary's are so good at winning ball and putting enough heat on you and then winning the contest. We couldn't hot once we won the ball back through stoppage or contest. She was pretty hot. So it's a lot of quick kick, and you just got to be lucky that you've got bodies or numbers in the right spot to try and win that ball and either go fast or go slower. But everything was chaos. Forward of the ball, and we couldn't quite sort of hold the yards. We couldn't retain the yards or even halve the yards, so the ball was then forced back into our backs. Rudd's a star. He's a good player, and then some of their smalls got some aerial. So we just couldn't get the aerial behind the ball and around the ball, the contest. We just couldn't quite get that right under immense pressure. And maybe we could have come out this high side a little bit more, but we just couldn't get our hands and get any clean sort of looks. And, I marvel at St Mary's. They've been doing this a lot longer than us. We've been doing this for 3 years, but they've been doing it for probably five or six or seven. They're just the benchmark of the competition. We'd love to be like them every time we play, but well done to them to get themselves back into and maybe an opportunity to win the game. So our boys rallied, and you just need to score right there in that last bit, and we're able to find that score, so that was good.
Buddha, thanks for joining us. This is not just a physical game today, this is a mental game. Is it your preparation for next week for St Joey's focusing on that as well, about moving the guys on? Because a game like this, if you win by six goals, you probably move on pretty quickly and you look at what you did, but you've done it well. When you win like this, there's probably more to unpack mentally for the players. Is that something you're mindful of going into St Joseph's next week?
Yeah, so this is Buddha talking. So in finals, you don't play for 4 points. You don't play for percentage. You play to win. So we've won. And it's a little bit about September. We've changed it to September. You keep taking the steps. And that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to take one more step. I know there's a September challenge that's going around the world at the moment, but we're doing it in a footy point of view. We just want to take the little steps each week. So we've taken one. We've been gifted an opportunity to go forward, and we'll take that. But yeah, you're very right. This week's about recovery, sleep, not much training. Looking at St Joseph's early in the year where they got us, we're 28 points up halfway through the third quarter. Then we were 20 points down during the last quarter, and we had a shot on goal to win that game. So we feel like we did a lot right. We've got a bit of extra fitness today, but this week, the next 4 or 5 days, Kingy will just be about trying to keep the players tight, keep them recovered, unpack a couple of little things, and then move forward into Joey's.
Have you had any update on Sam Scott, what he was actually reported for?
No, I don't. I didn't even see it. There was a pack of numbers. All I saw was a contest, a bump. I'm not sure. It's out of my area. I coach. I'm not the MRP, so they'll sort that out. I'm sure he'll be fine. I couldn't quite see it, to be honest.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Can I ask you about Max Annandale, how he is? Obviously, he came out on that lead, which he went back and kicked the goal, but spent some time off the ground and just looked a little bit hampered in his movement.
Yeah, looked a little bit proppy towards the end. We just tried to get a little bit out of him. He has struggled all year with some sort of hip, patella knee sort of soreness sort of stuff. So I think it's a little bit of hip stuff. So, again, cotton wool for him, get himself right. He's an invaluable player. Up front for us. We'll try and get him as much attention and medical preparation into him as we can and try and roll him out again next week. You've only possibly got, a couple of games left, so he needs to grit his teeth, have a teaspoon of cement, and on we move.
We used to get enamoured, well, we still do get enamoured by the likes of Thompson and Wagner.
Yep.
In your midfield and Feely.
So you should.
But
yep.
There's a bloke called Porter who he's slipped under the radar, not from good observers, but I think most people go, oh, who's Tate Porter? But today, if you didn't know who he was, you found out.
Yeah, but it's also like Garner. Like Garner today, his game, unbelievable. I'd love to be coaching him. He's just a great player, and he just knows how to impose himself on the game. And Ports was the same, particularly in that third quarter. He had a pretty good first half, but that third quarter was something to sort of behold. It's probably what you see from an AFL point of view, with a Cripps or a Dangerfield or a Selwood or someone like that. He just imposed himself on the contest. And St Mary's had a couple of boys like that as well. And, we've got so much respect for St Mary's. It was a good opportunity to sort of get over them, and we've always sort of maybe lived in the shadows, and maybe we will for a while yet, but we're certainly fighting very hard as a footy club to be, the best team in the competition, but we certainly admire them closely and also from afar.
Mature performance from Logan Wagner. He was obviously tagged heavily by Keaton Rayner, but
yep.
Once upon a time, Logan Wagner would have got frustrated
yep.
by that, and today he didn't. And then when you were able to sort of just manipulate him around the ground, he actually was really important in that second half.
Yeah, you're right, King. It was a good opportunity to throw maybe another layer behind the ball with him being tagged, and they followed him a little bit, and some of those quick kicks fell on his lap. It was just another sort of body there that we were able to use, and it also opened up our forward line a little bit, and he's so clean. I only seen him fumble one. He was about to have a shot on goal, and that was probably the only time he really fumbled, and it's un-Wags-like, but for the rest of the time, he's really grown as a person. He's in the leadership group. He loves the footy club. He loves playing. He loves winning, and he wants to do anything else. He just wants to do everything he can do to get another one for the footy club. It's not about him, and he's very selfless, happy for other people like Ports, Marcus, Brock, Billy Ritchie, those sort of guys to get the plaudits. But he just loves to play a role, and you're able to put him basically where you need him. And it certainly did open up our forward line a little bit as well. So which is what we probably needed there for a while. On this ground, it can get a bit clogged. So it's very important where you put your players.
Speaking with Leopold coach Gary Hocking on K-Rock Football in the fifth quarter for the Sandman Mattress Factory, here's Kirsch.
I guess, Buddha, that's why Tate Porter had such a good game as well, because they were too busy concentrating on Wagner and Thompson that Tate Porter was able to get to work for you and have the game that he did.
Yeah, you can't cover everybody, and it's just an opportunity for our group. They're very selfless. They're very tight, and they're very trusting as a group. So they trust that Billy Ritchie can go on ball. They're trusting that Ashy plays his role on the wing, or possibly could go inside. They're trusting that Marcus will pop out and play forward. They're trusting that blokes will be there defensively. They'll trust that blokes will get stuff sorted around, you know, the ball contest. They're trusting that they can kick into, you know, good opportunity, good targets up forward. So we've built this over, you know, the last 3 years, where X's and O's, as in tactics, sometimes can be not the best thing. It's all about, you know, love, care, and also the trust. You know, when you run out with guys, you want to look at each other in the eye and say, I trust you. I trust that you're going to be there, either, you know, in a contest. You can win it, you can halve it, you don't lose many. Trusting in defence that you'll arrive and support, and also trusting in offence as well. So we've certainly built that over a period of time, and everybody just buys into it.
Obviously, the first half was pretty tight. It was a fairly contested sort of game for the first half. And then the third quarter, you obviously broke it open, particularly with some outside run in Williamson and Burgess, obviously, you know, taking the game on and looking really impressive that got you out to that lead. That the last quarter, they took it away from you. What did you think that they did better in that last quarter to stop your outside run that you couldn't quite combat?
Yeah, it's a bit like round 13. It was a bit of a deja vu for us. They beat us up around the ball a little bit. And then when we did take yards, they were sort of holding some numbers on the attacking side. And we were sort of like, as you do, your default is to go and sit defensively and maybe wait for them to come through. But we were winning the hit out. And we were knocking it forward to their numbers. So Maishman, you know, and Sherman and those sort of guys were just sitting off the contest and then quick kicking it into Rudd, who was dynamic in that last bit. So we just had to try and get the balance right around stoppage. You do default to probably be taking up a defensive position, but we needed someone on the attacking side. And then when we did win the ball and we got that right, our forwards just didn't, like, win the contest. So Connors, you know, and Burke, you know, well, two Burks by two, just started to sort of, and what's his name, number 19, Harry Ling, those sort of guys just were able to sort of beat our forwards, and we just couldn't sort of hold the yards. We couldn't sort of just, like, move the chains, like, from defensive mid to, say, midfield, and then, say, into the attacking mid. We just sort of couldn't quite take the territory. They were winning that, and it was pretty much like a bit like round 13, where we were winning ball, but we just couldn't take the yards and coughing it up. And we probably ran a bit skinny from those contests, our mids. We probably ran more boundary than probably corridor. And look, as I said, they're the best team going around. They've been doing it for a long, long time. And, you know, they know how to bully teams. They know how to win. They know how to win when it's an easy game. They know how to win when it's tight. But I'm just happy that we're able to, at the end of the day, like I said, right at the top, you're not playing for 4 points, you're playing for wins. And we obviously won the game, so we progressed.
Buddha, really appreciate your time, as always. You've taken us on a wonderful ride over the last couple of years with your football club, and you just added another layer to it today with this contest. You've got at least two more games in charge, and for your sake, those two games are a second semi and a grand final. Congratulations today, and we look forward to seeing you do it all again against St Joseph's next Saturday afternoon back here at West Oval.
Thank you very much, and Ted sends his regards. He listened today, and Ted said, K-Rock rocks. You know, that's the best commentary that you've ever seen. So from Ted Lasso, well done, boys. Great job.
Thank you, Buddha. Gary Hocking there, the coach of Leopold.